Indiana baseball held on to take their second midweek victory in as many days on Wednesday night. Graduate lefty Connor Lynn was exceptional, holding the Evansville Purple Aces scoreless in his five innings of work, allowing only one hit. Caleb Koski got the scoring started with an early three-run homer. The media met with Koski, Lynn, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
Caleb, can you just talk a little bit about the streak you're on and how you've been being so consistent day after day?
Yeah, I've been seeing the ball well. I made a couple adjustments, just being on fastball timing consistently, and really just being aggressive early. That's kind of the two biggest things is just looking at the stuff is I'm aggressive early and I get my hits early. And that's kind of the difference between this year and last year. I was a little bit more patient, which led to me getting in worse counts. That's the big thing. It's taking off speed and not chasing early is a big thing for me this year and hitting my pitch when I get it.
Caleb, over the hitting streak, you've been playing well in the field as well. How do you think that facet of your game has developed as the year's gone on?
Yeah, no, obviously with experience, it helps a lot. Obviously last year Dev was in left field, so I didn't get much, but just in BP with Decker, we play games throughout and kind of build a competitive spirit in the outfield to help us out. And if you ask him, I beat him every time. So, just the competitiveness and Decker, I mean, he's taking a phenomenal step out there too, just going along the lines with that, but just that competitiveness and the experience has been big.
The power surge as well. Does the ball seem a little bit bigger coming out of the pitcher's hand right now?
Yeah, obviously seeing a little bit better. Just over my career, when I hit homers, it's been in bunches. So just staying patient and not trying to do too much was a big thing. Early on, I didn't have many. But just staying to my plan and staying to my approach, I knew once they started falling, they would start falling in bunches.
Yeah, you kind of battled through that injury at the beginning of the year, that kind of knocked you out pitching-wise. I mean, just how have you been able to keep your head up?
Yeah, it's been tough. I've dealt with a few injuries, but everyone deals with it. It's just how you respond. So that was obviously tough, but you just gotta go out there and compete for the team and the boys and whatever that it takes. So you just gotta show up every day.
Connor, especially to the left-handed hitters, you were getting a lot of swing and miss. So you can talk about how that slider's been working for you.
The past few outings I've had, it hasn't been working very well. Me and Myers have been working on mechanical stuff, and it kind of clicked today, and I think it was fantastic.
What's some of that mechanical stuff that you guys tried to iron out a little bit?
Just keeping my front side closed as long as I can. I was flying open, like glove side, and just losing the ball up and arm side, so got that figured out. Obviously, there were a few pitches during the game where I kind of got back to my old habits, but I think I made the adjustments out there on the mound and fixed it.
With you guys playing a game yesterday, you guys as a group used eight pitchers. Did you expect that you needed to go a little longer maybe today?
Not necessarily. I know we had a lot of arms still that were able to throw. I just went out there every inning and tried my best and put out for the boys.
Yeah, along with that, like I don't think people understand how big of a start that was for Connor, just getting five innings. That was huge for the team because obviously we have five games, so that was just it was a phenomenal start and we're super happy for him.
And the offense backed him up, three homers, and then obviously a bunch of runs. Just how much support did you feel with the offense like that?
Oh, a lot of support. Like, it's a lot easier pitching when you have a lead, obviously. And our guys came out today and were swinging it really well and just made it easier out there on the mound.
Start with Connor Lynn and the performance that he had today.
Yeah, I mean, tremendous. I mean, if you ask me what the best case scenario was today from your starter going five shutout, I think maybe one hit, I would have jumped up and down. I mean, just what a tremendous performance. And it really, for him, he may have already said this, but really for him, is it just about if he pulls off the ball or not, and if he stays behind it and executes his pitches. You know, today he was a three or four pitch guy. The breaking ball was able to steal strikes with it. Change up played off the sinker, and he was able to really get his fastball to both sides and just did a tremendous job. And we've seen him do it. You know, he has been, you know, better as a starter. He's been a starter his whole career and better as a starter for us. You know, with some of those guys that have been out, we've been trying to at times slide him back to the weekend and use him as a pen piece. And But we made the decision to try to get him back on the midweek, and that way he can be, I think, in a better routine and working with Denton and Matt on being able to just correct those things. You know, sometimes when you're the fireman coming out of the pen, you're not able to really get yourself right in before you go in the game, and it's so rushed. And so if we can probably just keep him, you know, on a midweek there and be able to lengthen out and cover some innings for us would be really good. But he was outstanding, tremendous. And we made some plays behind him early, and he got settled, and then he really just rolled. He was as good as you could imagine.
Coach, you always talk about your players, but tonight was your 300th career win as a head coach. Does that milestone mean anything to you in the journey you've been on?
I didn't know. I was really kind to the players. I went to give the player of the game to Connor Lynn and the other guys, and they handed the card back to me. I always tear it in pieces and give them the, you know, a piece of it, and they handed it back. And that was really special. It was very very genuine. And you know, when you're the coach, you're hard on guys and you push them. And to see that, you know, in that moment was a very kind and genuine gesture. It meant a lot to me. It was really, it was just really kind. And I was very thankful, caught off guard. But, you know, I told the kids, it was kind of off the cuff, but, you know, my kids in the locker room, theirs were giving out the post-game stuff. And you know, I grew up, my dad was coaching. So I grew up in the dugout. And my dad coached in college, but in high school primarily. And I always had a goal in mind. I wanted to coach because he coached and because I saw the way that he impacted people's lives. And when you work with young people, the journey that you're going through on a day-to-day basis to try to help better people's lives. And that's the goal, and that's what you try to do. And, honestly, as I'm sitting there talking to the guys, you see the flashes of the recruiting journeys. And you know, I look back and, you know, I've known Zach Weatherford since he was 17. And I coached for Matt Myers and Denton Segerman. I've known him for 10 years. And so there's been so many great coaches that I coached with. Morgan was a player here and a really special person to me in the program. And so you grow up and you think about all the great players that we've had and all the relationships and the moments and all the great coaches. But I mostly think about the day-to-day experiences with people that you align with on a journey to try to both you improve and they improve. And it was a really special moment. So a lot of awesome players, a lot of unbelievable coaches. My gosh, a lot of guys that were a lot smarter than me. And we're really fortunate to have them all together over the years. So a lot of memories came flooding back pretty quickly.
The recent power surge, how important has that been and how important does it need to continue to be sustainable?
Yeah, it's a huge element. You know, we figured it would take some time in for us to be able to produce offensively, starting so many young guys and new guys. And it did. You know, we were trying to do a little bit more dutiful offense and pitch it. And we actually did a pretty good job with it, knowing that as we grew, we would be hopefully be able to tap more into our power as we were able to. They grew and improved, and we taught and those things. But the last several weeks, we've had enough information and data and video to be able to really hone in on what zones to cover, how to really manage at-bats and leverage counts to get to those good pitches, and then how to do damage with them. And the guys have done a great job of adapting and growing through it and being able to apply it in real time. And then the emergence of Caleb Koski has really changed the course of things for us as he's really settled in and made some adjustments, but also just become more comfortable. He's just as good of a player that you would ever hope to coach. I mean, he's just a tremendous, tremendous player right now. So his emergence power-wise has been a big deal. And then Ricketts has slowly, we've made that swing change with him, which has helped him to slug more. Jake has obviously grown more back into some of that power. And so it's been kind of a total effort there. But yeah, it's been a big deal for us. It's something that it's been a staple of the program in the past. We weren't as good early, understandably. And then we've kind of come into our own that way where we have some of that quick strike offense, which, as we all know, is just a huge part of it. You're just going to have to be able to get miss on the plate. You're going to have to be able to strike guys out at times, and you're going to have to be able to slug a little bit. And that's helped us to create some separation in some of those games where we didn't. You know, today's game is a perfect example. We were able to extend ourselves out. And so when things got a little hairy late, we had enough of a cushion to stay in and win that game. Where in the past we haven't had that cushion to work with. And, you know, that's directly attributed to the slug tonight.
you talked about depth at the beginning of the year. Just having a guy like Aiden Krause that can just fill in for Danny, who's been out the last couple of games.
Yeah.
What can you say about him?
Yeah, to go 2-1 and to really have a chance to have won all three of those games without Hogan is a testament to the team. But also to Krause for continuing to work while he waited. You know, he and Coach Weatherford have spent a lot of time together. They've done some different drills. They've worked. And Zach, to his credit, was in my ear the whole time. Hey, I think he's ready. I think he's ready. And I trust Zach with everything. And that's my guy. So, you know, he's really been an advocate for Aiden. And so when Hogan went down, we felt time for Aiden to step in. And he just has been a huge lift for us. And hopefully getting Hogan back this weekend, now it really opens you up. I mean, you know, because you've got guys that you can slide into your DH when Ricky catches if you don't like the matchup with T.O. and some different things. So it gives you more options. So not that you ever want to have, you know, one of the best players in the league go down. But there may be a positive out of it. You saw a player develop over the course of the time he was out, and you get a real lift when Hogan comes back now that you have Aiden playing so well.
Ricketts did throw out another runner today, so you can just talk about his development as a catcher.
Golly, what an incredible throw. I thought on the jump he was clearly safe, and I saw the throw, and I thought it was just close enough to challenge. I really just kind of threw a prayer out there, but to have him thrown out there, his development defensively has been tremendous, but his throwing, that's been the biggest thing is, you know, you can work with the guy who's a catcher, you can work with him and improve receiving, you can improve blocking. It's really hard to improve throwing your arm strength, your accuracy. All those guys, you either have it or you don't. And he didn't come in as an average thrower. And so his work there with Denton has been really honestly remarkable how much he's improved. The arm strength has improved, but the release is just so much faster and so accurate. And he's a great example of you don't have to throw it, you know, 88 to second base to be accurate, get the ball out, and be really effective, especially on the mound if you give him a chance. You know, the only time we had the Minnesota game, the Sunday game, where we had guys in there that were young and they're just trying to get experience, and so they ran all over us. But besides that, we've managed the run game really well with our times to the plate, our picks, and then our catchers have just thrown tremendously. And Ricketts' development is, like I said, has been remarkable.
Indiana gets a break from Big Ten play this weekend and will welcome Abilene Christian to Bloomington starting Friday at 6 p.m. See you at the BART.